Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Well, just be careful of who and where you party with. Because if you don't have a mask, they're coming for you. You know me, I don't like masks. This whole thing, in my opinion, is a farce. The numbers prove it. Yet why are we still on lockdown? Why are we still being denied the opportunity to live life? I had some, you know, again, I just said this the other day. I plan the show out. I have my talking points of what I talk about. And then within minutes of the show, everything changes. It's the Monica J Show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So we'll get into issues and Sparks and Reno and Minden, Gardnerville, Carson. Because we should all know what's going on in our community. And Northern Nevada is a community. It's not just different counties. We are a community, a whole of Northern Nevada. And we have to support each other. And that's why I say, I mean, if we're going to get past this, as Armstrong and Getty were alluding to, a little bit as I was listening. They are right on one thing. And this is a complete and utter attempt at Marxist takeover. This is not a pandemic. It is a plandemic. All because of the hatred worldwide for Donald Trump. I mean, seriously, the governments of China, Iran, Russia, Germany, he's holding them all accountable, and they don't like that. They want someone like Biden, who basically does their bidding to take down this country, to remove manufacturing, to sell off property, to make deals with your tax dollars. But then something happens and it stops you in your tracks. And you just have to think to yourself, why are we letting all of this happen? Life is so precious. We are creatures of community, of socializing, educating. How do you get education? How do you get an education that's not an indoctrination through the school system? The ability to talk to friends and families and strangers. But we're stifled right now. And why do I bring this up? Well, if you haven't heard yet this morning, the mayor of Sparks, Ron Smith, who was just an absolutely dear and lovely man, passed away. All my grace and blessings goes to his wife, Karen, all of his friends and family in the community of Sparks, whom he loved so much. Yeah, he loved getting out on the links and, you know, watching the Giants, but he lived for his community. family first and then his extended family. Listening to both sides. Wanting what was best for the citizens, not just a certain group. And there are a lot of politicians who could take a real lesson from that. He was targeted for his thoughts on drag queen story time, story hour. But he stood by him. He let the slings and arrows come because, well, that was his opinion and he felt what he was doing was right. And not enough people do that. So I hope we can learn from the life and the passing of Mayor Ron Smith. Not in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ron, thank you for touching my life and the lives of all in the city of Sparks and all who have ever come in contact with you. You will be missed. But you are now in the hands of the Lord and will always be protected. I know I've started this show out, boy, every day for almost the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, five, six, ever since this whole thing started, to try and wake people up, to try and help you understand that everything that is going on around us, there is a bigger picture. There is a bigger problem. And we can't let it happen. Do you know in how many countries I would either be yanked off the air or killed or silenced if I read a passage from the Bible, as I just did from Romans 8? There are way bigger things than just you and me going on in this world. And the end result is all about control and negativity and fear. But I wanted to bring you a little bit of hope today. In life, in the life of Ron, in the life of the majority of people around us. Because there still is love out there. There is still hope out there. It's not all negative. So I found this video online, and it was such a buildup. I kept seeing it, and it was like, I had to watch all the way through because the way that it was posed was something was going to happen. And me, being who I am with what's going on right now, I thought it was going to be negative. And not that I search out for outrage. But I'm glad I stuck with this video. A woman was eating in a Waffle House. And she was watching a particular waitress. A younger waitress. She, you know, a lot of people are looking at the younger crowd right now with different, a different set of eyes, a different mindset, because of all of the terror and havoc that is being reached or, you know, put out there from the 20-somethings. So she continued to watch this waitress who was dealing with an elderly gentleman, probably in his late 80s. He had a portable oxygen tank. And she could see that the woman was leaning into him so she could hear him and understand him. And then the woman who was sitting in this booth, she started recording this waitress, this situation that was going on. Kept building it up that she was doing something that to his food. She was doing something that it seemed out of place. And I thought, oh, great. You know, this is going to be one of those videos where you see the kids licking ice cream or, you know, something and putting it back in the case. But he thought, how could she do that in front of all these people? Because the Waffle House was packed. People trying to get her attention. Food was up for other customers. But this girl just kept on with this man and his food. It turns out the video that she wanted to share was this 18-year-old waitress who was working to put money away for college. She wasn't thinking about a free ride. She was thinking about working and putting money away so she could go to higher education. Not one of those ones out there screaming, free education, free education. No, she wasn't tampering with this man's food. She was cutting it up into bite-sized pieces for him. He had explained to her, usually he doesn't have a problem with what he normally orders, but he wanted something special on that day, and he decided he wanted to have ham. But with his degenerative problems, he wouldn't have been able to cut it. So not telling him to get out of her station or to call somebody else over or to complain or to just be, the terms I want to use, of what it seems like people are today. She shut out the world around her, the cook telling her food was up, the other customers around her, and she focused on this elderly gentleman, and she cut up all of his ham into bite-sized pieces so he could enjoy it. Because it was the right thing to do. The right thing to do. How many of us just don't do that anymore? How many people out there are just so short-tempered and so ready to fly off the hook at any moment, at any little thing, when we have to take a step back? And if we want to make this a better community, if we want to make Reno better, Sparks better, Nevada better, we have to take a look at ourselves and take a deep breath and say, we can get past this. Well, maybe not such a deep breath today. That smoke is incredible. I can't even see two streets down. It's just a solid blanket, but you know what I mean. It's just taking that moment, not saying something, counting to 10, letting things go, putting a smile on your face and just going forward. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for bringing me joy. Thank you for bringing me hope. Thank you for bringing me the happy stories that you do. Even like Grant yesterday, just doing a shout out for Interstate Batteries, you know, during the show yesterday, because he had such a great experience. We have to stay positive, and when we do, I think that's God working through us, letting us know and letting everybody else know that the evil we see going on around us is just that. And we can triumph. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And what a day it is. We'll get past all this smoke. We need a little wind. Who's got a wind generator? Start blowing it in. I know we don't want the wind when we've got, you know, the possibility of wildfires, but whew, we got to get rid of this smoke. Hey, log on to 991fmtalk.com today and answer our poll question in light of what happened to the Washoe County School District. Wow. The admin building just not trashed, but just hit with vandalism. You know, paint splashed and no justice written. I mean, it was basically the same thing that happened at Spark City Hall. This is just incredible. We need to start holding people accountable and throwing butts in jail. So here's today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the cities and county invest in more cameras to capture criminal vandalism? Well, and just criminal activities. Yes, no? So far, 83% of those participating in the poll say yes. Then I got to thinking about it because, well, Miguel, just always looking at a different way of things. So Miguel sent me this email just after the show started. In response to the poll, I do think that it is a good idea to put cameras to catch crime. However, the cameras would have to be on all the time. This would make it so that the government could watch your every move. Regular law-abiding citizens would be under constant watch. Just what I thought. Miguel, thank you for sending me that. But it's not 100% true, because cameras, I mean, if you have responsible security, cameras can be turned on and off. So like, say, during working hours, you know, when there are people around, this punk or, you know, I got to clean up my language. They wouldn't have done this in the middle of the day. You know, it's something that's going to be done under cover of darkness so nobody can see them, because that's how all of this domestic terrorism works. But they're also, if you go for the higher end cameras, motion activated lights, motion activated cameras. I could totally see that. So when you start getting into the nitty-gritty of everything, yeah, we can protect citizens, law-abiding citizens. But then there are some that are just going, that's so much money. You know what? I would rather invest money in law enforcement, into good security cameras, good lighting, protecting the community, than that ugly whale that was finally dismantled and taken off. You know, things that people see as art, that's wonderful. But it should be community driven. Nonprofits, art, things like that should be community driven. Safety, security, law enforcement should be driven by our taxes, what we pay into. So, 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question. What do you think about it? Yesterday's poll question, what do you think about Edward Snowden now? 28% said traitor, 29% American patriot. But I love this, 43% still waiting for the truth. We'll be back after this Fox News break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm trying to be more professional today because my boss actually told me he had a dream that he had to fire me last night. So I'm trying to be on my best behavior. I'm not quite sure what my best behavior is, but, you know, yeah. My best behavior is talking to you and hearing what you have to say and keeping me quiet. So let's open up the talk and text lines in 884-9910. Check in with Matthew this morning. Wants to talk about wearing masks. Hey, Matthew, thanks for calling the show. Do we still have Matthew? I can't hear Matthew if he's on. Oh, he's gone? Okay. Well, let's drop down to Mark. Mark wants to talk about the cameras, which is the poll question today. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. You know, cameras, I think, to me, would be a Band-Aid. By the time they look at the cameras to find out who did it, that person is probably back in Sacramento. So I don't think cameras, but what I don't understand is if all these marijuana dispensaries can hire guards 24/7, why can't you put a couple of armed security guards in certain government buildings or around certain government buildings, starting from, let's say, 10 o'clock at night until 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning? You're not going to have anybody doing anything to these buildings if that would be the case. Just
well,
my opinion on that.
I don't know about that because, well, that's going to be costly because there are more buildings that have to be protected than we would be able to afford.
How many buildings would you actually be talking about? Because if you put an armed guard, and let's say he roved, let's say, you know, I mean, Reno's not a big area. So if he covered, let's say, 6 or 7 buildings an hour and he's roving around, I mean, even some of these apartment complexes hire armed guards that basically just patrol the areas at night. And that's what all it would be is at night. So I don't understand why marijuana dispensaries would be able to afford it, but the city of Reno wouldn't.
Oh, because the cash is rolling in. Come on, Mark. People are buying their weed. They're making money hand over fist, so they can afford it.
So is Hillary Sheevy. So is Hillary Sheevy.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. But, you know, the cameras, I think, is just a bit, because who would really have armed security at the Washoe County School District Administration? I mean, you don't think of people going out to vandalize stuff like that. But, you know, criminals are also smart. Once that guy drives by or takes his, you know, look around, they're going to learn his schedule. They're going to know when they can strike. I mean, because I think criminals are smarter than they pretend to be. You know, they do kind of work things out. But that's a great, you know, that's a great opinion. You know, I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for calling into the show. All right. It seems as though we've got Matthew back. So let's check in with Matthew on the mask. But before we do that, Matthew, hang on just a second. You know, I still want to know your opinion. 991fmtalk.com. The poll question, do you think we need more cameras out there? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. We appreciate that because we have to start spending our money better on how to protect us. Even though, as we've seen from the city of Reno, they're not going to do anything about it except for, you know, paint over it. Matthew, thanks for letting me take that little extra rant. So what are your thoughts on masks?
Monica, do I have a story for you this morning?
Ooh, I can't wait.
Oh, you can't. So I went to the Ramada Casino in Reno yesterday to get some lunch, and I was immediately approached by staff and told that I needed to put on a mask. I informed them that I have a disability that prevents me from wearing a face covering. They said the only authorized exemption to a cotton face mask is a face shield. And if I didn't have one, that I had to leave. And then I was escorted out of the off the premises.
Wow.
So it gets better. So then I called the federal ADA hotline. They told me, sorry, nothing we can do. You have to talk to your state. Interesting, but okay. So I called the governor's office. Governor's office told me, sorry, nothing we can do. You have to talk to OSHA. They're the ones that have been tasked with enforcing this. Okay, you're the governor's office, but all right. So I called OSHA, Nevada State OSHA. OSHA told me, same thing. They have the right to do that. And I started quoting ADA, and they argued with me, said it's all been changed. I eventually got to an OSHA supervisor who started quoting the guidelines to me. And when I called him out and said, no, those are guidelines, not the ADA itself, he said to me, the ADA was modified in June of 2020. Now, I have not been able to find any evidence that Congress passed an amendment since 2008. So I was straight lied to by a government employee who told me that the law had been changed when in fact it has not. This is not about public health safety. This is about control. People need to wake up, open their eyes, and see this and stand up and start fighting back, because this is not going to stop until we stand up and fight back.
Or on November 4th, that's, you know, that's what they're waiting for. Just South Dakota, no masks, no lockdowns. Sweden, no masks, no lockdowns. And they virtually or literally have had not one death of COVID-19 for a month. For a month.
Yeah. And if people start asking people you know and people you meet, start asking people, do you know anybody personally with COVID? And people will be amazed at the responses they get. This is not as bad as they are telling us.
It's not. Even the hospitals told the entache from Southern Nevada for the governor, the ruler of Nevada right now, that, hey, up here in the north, it's just not that bad. The beds are empty, even though we spent $30 million on an emergency hospital. Think of how that money could have been spent. Nope, the cases just are not here. The deaths aren't here. Just because somebody tests positive, a case does not mean that is an active case. We have been so BS'd, Matthew, that it's just... But who's going to stand up? Who's going to say anything besides you and me? I'm just still
Nobody.
Not hearing the public outcry. So,
nope. Until the public stands up and starts making a stand, nothing is going to change, and it's going to keep getting worse.
And worse. Matthew, thank you for calling into the show today. I really appreciate that and your story. Point out the businesses. Who's doing this to you? The businesses are just afraid. They're afraid of getting their business licenses pulled because that is what the end result is going to be once OSHA comes in and businesses have been targeted because there are weasels out there who are calling the hotline and saying this company, that company, not enforcing it. And that's the way, yeah, Dave, and that's the way that the governor wants it. They want this state shut down, economically damaged, our economy in ruins, so they get, remember, $3 billion out of that $3 trillion assistance package they're trying to pass is money for states that were already underwater, for states that were already tanking. Our economy would be vibrant and ready to get back to normal, just like a bunch of other states, if Democrats would just get out of the way and stop lying to the people. Lying. The information is out there. It is everywhere now, online. Stop listening to the mainstream media because they are the fear mongers. They are being paid and told what to say to keep the American public in fear, to keep citizens in fear. If that were not the case, then we wouldn't have protests with people standing inches apart from each other, spitting and yelling and screaming. Those wouldn't be allowed. Why are people of certain color free from wearing masks? The fear of racism? No. The fear that everybody else will catch on that you don't have to wear a mask. We need oxygen masks out there for today with the smoke that's coming in from California. Huh, smoke is so much worse today, yet school wasn't canceled. Just another thought. Oh, so much to talk about. But we can only talk about so much. I urge you to pick up your computer, go to a non-tracking search site. I've heard good things about Bing. DuckDuckGo is what I use. Look for yourself. Look at the actual experts and what they're saying. I mean, the doctors, the actual doctors who are working in the hospitals that say, we're seeing an increase of deaths, not from COVID-19, but from people who were put off, who were pushed out and said, no, you can't come to the hospital because we want to keep everybody safe from COVID-19. So your cancer treatments, your pre-tests, pulling biopsies, those are the things that are being put off that keep people in a state of sickness that didn't have to happen. Didn't have to happen. Stop accepting the lies. Is it so hard to admit that Trump was right all along? That blocking COVID, the COVID cure, HCQ, killed tens of thousands? That's not me. That's what doctors are saying, calling out Dr. Fauci's deadly anti-science agenda. trying to get rich with a vaccine, trying to get rich with a cure, working with people that keep doing this over and over and over. Got to get that vaccine. I know you're tired of hearing Bill Gates. But when you find the video online that he is saying it himself, the words are coming out of his mouth, then you just have to ask yourself, how are we rolling over and letting this happen? And, okay, just got this text. No, there's lots of us out here talking about no masks, not wearing masks, exclamation point. Yeah, that's all well and good, but then what is it? Is it the wrong people? Who do we put this on? Not that we have to blame anybody, except Governor Sisolak. But until the businesses, until they find their lawyer who is going to champion all of this, then it's up to the businesses. The businesses need that are shut down, the bars, the restaurants, they need to open up their businesses. They need to tell OSHA to go stuff it, to go pound sand, and get back to life as normal, as usual. Because we're not going to accept this new normal. Just because people are saying that there's a new normal doesn't mean it's true. Look at all the marketing that you're getting over television. Oh, well, we're all accepting the new normal. No, we're not. Just because they keep marketing it that way doesn't mean that you have to do it. So stand up for yourself. Get the businesses out there. Get them open up. Get them to not require masks. Take the signs out of the window. And stop being afraid. You think they're going to pull all the business licenses of everybody here in Nevada? No, they can't. So the businesses have to stand together. Where is the business coalition that is going to stand together? I'll tell you where it's at right after we come back from this break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Answer today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the cities and counties invest in more cameras to capture criminal vandalism? Yesterday's poll, 28% traitor, 29% American patriot, 43% still waiting for the truth when it comes to Edward Snowden. Well, just as a little heads up from what I follow, the truth is going to be pouring out between September and October. I have no doubt in my mind that we are going to win once again. The Trump card hasn't been played yet, but it is coming very shortly. I am so proud. 200 restaurants are staging a revolt. Yes! They're doing it. They're going to operate at full capacity that is suitable for good food service. 200 restaurants. Do you think that's here in the battleborn state? No. It's in Pennsylvania. One of the seats of liberalism. Huh. Imagine that. So proud of them. When we come back after the Fox News break, we're going to have a story on how people stand up for themselves. Communities see what they want and they go after it. We might actually see our first town here in Washoe County. A town in unincorporated Washoe County, if voters in that area approve. What does that mean? We'll find out after this Fox News break. Get some business news in there for you, too, because, across the country, the economy is booming. Just not here, thanks to Governor Sisolak.